This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Festival Park may be under a new contract after the city approved an agreement with 5K Events. Final paperwork is still pending. The company says they're counting on city promises about a new sign ordinance, utility separation, and support for the venues. Both sides have been working to settle disputes over money, transparency, and operating terms. A 23-year-old Racine man faces multiple felony charges after investigators say he ran a THC drug operation from his home. Police say controlled buys were made at his Wolf Street residence, and a search found hundreds of THC vapes, marijuana, and cash. Miller admitted to making regular trips to Michigan to buy and resell products. Caledonia's Village President Thomas Weatherston has resigned after the board rejected a major 130-unit apartment development. It came with a $2.4 million tax incentive. Weatherston tells the Racine Journal-Times that the village faces financial trouble without more development. Opponents said the tax reimbursement request was too high. He will stay on as a Racine County Board Supervisor. Kenosha County is offering up to $5,000 to workers in high-demand fields who move to the area from outside Wisconsin. The program, run by the Kenosha Area Business Alliance with a $240,000 state grant, targets workers earning at least $55,000 a year. The county especially needs skilled trade workers. They project that the population could drop nearly 17% by 2050. A corpse flower at Milwaukee's Mitchell Park Domes is preparing to bloom as early as next week. The plant is famous for its large size and strong odor and only stays open for 24 to 48 hours. People can see it in the tropical dome. They may extend evening and morning hours while it's open. And Summerfest kicks off its first full day today, starting a three-weekend run of music along Milwaukee's lakefront. Parking is limited and roads will be busy, so festival goers are encouraged to use shuttles, rapid transit, or the streetcar. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. A new report is suggesting use of force by Madison police led to a man's death in 2024. The department's interim independent police monitor released findings from the encounter this week after the man's mother had filed a complaint. The report found 32-year-old Richard Johnson's death was caused by, quote, restraint, cardiac arrest, and not an overdose of drugs as reported by the medical examiner. The report noted details being left out of the police report by officers who were involved with the in-custody death. Three men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Fewer students but more staff could mean higher costs for Wisconsin schools and possibly more local referendums. A Wisconsin State Journal report shows statewide student enrollment is down more than 9%, while overall staffing is up about 7%. Much of that growth is in support roles like aides and paraprofessionals. That's said to be driven by rising mental health needs, more students with disabilities, and more English learners. Analysts say the trend could put pressure on school budgets as enrollment keeps falling. More support is on the way for Wisconsin's meat processors with new state grants aimed at helping local businesses grow and modernize. The Department of Agriculture says 18 processors will share $700,000 through the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant Program. The funding will help companies upgrade equipment, expand facilities, and increase production. State leaders say the goal is to strengthen the food supply chain and support farmers across Wisconsin. Three men connected to Donald Trump's 2020 campaign are now pleading not guilty in the Wisconsin fake elector case. Attorney Jim Troupas, along with Kenneth Cheesebro and Michael Roman, entered those pleas yesterday to 11 felony counts. The judge also laid out the timetable for motions that could shift the trial out of Dane County and challenge one of the charges. Troupas says the county's politics and heavy publicity make a fair trial unlikely, while prosecutors have not agreed with that view. A legal battle over voter information in Wisconsin could move fast as federal officials ask for an expedited appeal. The Justice Department wants access to detailed voter records, saying it's needed to ensure election security. A federal judge previously blocked that request, siding with concerns about privacy and state control. Advocacy groups are also opposing the move. The appeals court is now weighing whether to fast-track the case ahead of the state's primary. A new statewide housing plan aims to make it easier to build affordable homes in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and housing officials say the update boosts tax credit amounts, adjusts funding rules, and encourages projects across more areas. The program helps developers by offering tax breaks in exchange for setting aside units for lower-income renters. Leaders say more than 61,000 units have been built or improved through similar efforts over the years. They say the changes are meant to keep up with rising costs and growing demand. Strawberry season has begun amid another year of challenging weather. Farmers say late spring frosts and recent rainfall threatened crops statewide, with some reporting damage from winter injury and other related issues. Despite the challenges, farms are welcoming customers for strawberry picking and fresh berry sales. Growers are also encouraging residents to support local farms as they hope for a harvest season lasting closer to the typical 2 to 3 weeks. And that's your state update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Cooper comes through. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. A big night for the Brewers' rookie shortstop, Cooper Pratt.
As he shoots one through, and there it is. His first hit in the big leagues, and it comes in his second game, and the fans here at American Family Field stand and cheer.
The Brewers with a 9-4 win over the Guardians. The 21-year-old Pratt, with two hits, one RBI, one stolen base, and one run scored, was asked, what will he do with the game ball?
Yeah, I'll probably throw it away. No, I'll probably just give it to my parents to hold on to it with the rest of the stuff that I have.
Pratt's first career hit was to right field, manager Pat Murphy.
He'll tell you, you know, it was predicted by some great Swami that his first hit would be between the 3-4 hole. That was a prediction that was told to him by the Swami. Came true, and he started to realize, hey, you know what, I don't have to do too much.
The series wraps up today at American Family Field with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Perhaps a lingering light shower early, then increasing sunshine, high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, sunny skies, nice looking day to get outside, highs low to mid-70s.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.